Welcome back to more JR Morning on WJR from the newly restored Michigan Central. Sponsored by OHM Advisors and Tajan Automotive Systems. Once again, here are Guy, Lloyd, and Jamie.
And we've actually had a pretty good record so far of doing so, but now we want to attract many more. But to do that, you have to do two things. Give them something interesting to work on and give them a great place to work. And we believe that this checks both those boxes. And so we admit there not all the talent is here. We want to bring them here. And next door, we've already got 97 startups in our building next door that we just opened. Half of those aren't from this region. And yet they've come here, they love working here, and they're going to be working on the company with the companies here in this building to reimagine what transportation of the future could look like.
Reimagine the transportation of the future, but also to reinvigorate, re-energize, and reinvent Ford Motor Company and the future of mobility, and to make sure that Ford's at the forefront of that. So it's not just about history in the past, Jamie. It's about the future.
Well, that's why they say they did all of this. Yeah, it was sort of a love letter to Detroit, but also bringing the future here to solve mobility problems and do it from this beautiful building.
The custodian of Ford's history, a history that is being rewritten today, is Ted Ryan, the Archives and Heritage Brand Manager for Ford Motor Company. Ted, good morning. Ted, are you there?
I am here. You went away for a second, but hopefully you can hear me now.
We've reunited with Ted.
Yes, it's all about technology, right? We'll make sure that everything's tied together here. So I got to tell you, there's this wonderful, in the main lobby, this gorgeous marble edifice. There is a ribbon of time, I guess, which shows the beginning of the train station's history, its restoration, and at the end, these words: "The new chapter begins here." Tell me what that new chapter looks like from a historical perspective for Ford Motor Company.
Well, the Michigan Central, the station as it's been redone, will be a hub for Detroit and a hub for mobility and a hub for innovation. Interestingly, and on a side note, the building never had a grand opening until last night. It was pressed into duty in 1913, 6 months early because of a fire at the other train station. So last night was its big opening. But the symbolism of what the station is and what it can be, you touched on it about bringing innovation to Detroit. The example I've been using is that once we get fully functioning and once all the startups have moved there, you won't have to go to Palo Alto, California, or Silicon Valley, or you can come to Detroit because we will have something that puts Detroit on the map that will let us compete with everybody else to attract the best talent, to bring people to Detroit. And you can see it, the Detroit's population rising, the draft, even the Lions playing well. Everything has been trending up, and the station is just symbolic of the rise of Detroit again.
Obviously here in Detroit, people who know the history and have seen this building go through a lot appreciate what has been done. Do you think those outside of Detroit will have that appreciation?
I think they will over time once they begin to see it. And once you see a display like that, that shows you what happened to it, once you see the graffiti, which was a very, very thoughtful decision. Should we take the graffiti down? Should we leave it up? And, we could have painted everything white, called it a brand new day and moved on. But we left the graffiti because that was part of the history of Michigan Central. Once people experience the station itself, that's when even people new to Detroit will begin to appreciate what it is and what it can be.
You know, it's interesting. If you look at Google, they've built this amazing campus, and their even the original campuses are very unique and employee friendly. Apple, same thing. I mean, they've created these landmark headquarters buildings. But it's all there. It's about the future, and they've tried to make them look very futuristic. You've kind of taken a totally different tack here by connecting the technology of the past with the technology of the future.
100%, although I will say, in my role as a historian and archivist at Ford, I'm kind of on the outside, but Ford Land, and I was part of a team, we did benchmarking visits to some of these businesses you just described, and Google may sound futuristic, but in New York, they're in a historic building that they've renovated and done pretty much the same thing, made a historic building feel like the future. And if you do it well, and I think the Ford Land team and the Michigan Central team, I can't give enough credit to the work that they've done. And the workers, my gosh, I've been in and out building now for 6 years, and the amazing dedication of the craftsmen and workers that brought this building back to life. You can't say enough about what they've done. And they've created a beautiful canvas that the city of Detroit will have the opportunity to paint moving forward. What can we do with this great structure?
Ted, you worked previously at Coca-Cola, at the Atlanta History Center. You've been in this business a very long time, but you said you would only leave Coca-Cola for Ford. Why is that? Because of its rich history, and what have you learned?
Because of the history and because of the way that Ford, you know, I'll use an analogy. Because I was at the event last night with a group of historians, actually. I was shepherding around historians. And this is an only Ford moment. Only Ford could have pulled something off like this, the same way that only Ford could have done Willow Run. Only Ford could have done some of the great things, the $5 a day wage. You know, those moments that are big, we have a company that can live up to it because we have leaders that can live up to it. Frankly, without Bill Ford's vision, this doesn't happen. And the ability to come into a company like Ford and to all I'm doing is you just polish the trademark a little bit more. You just polish the stories a little bit more because the company's done so many amazing things over the years. You just let the light shine through on what's happened. I will guarantee you that generations from now, people will still talk about this station and the decision the Ford Motor Company made to step in when nobody else would, restore it and make it the hub of mobility, the hub of the future for Detroit.
Well, there's a sense when you come into this building that you're kind of bridging history, that it's a bit of a time machine. You know, you can put yourself in the shoes of someone who was arriving for an automotive job from the South, or in the shoes of a soldier leaving post Pearl Harbor. I mean, within years of it opening in 1913, we had World War I and all these Detroiters going off to the fields of France. So, I mean, you feel that part of history, and it's kind of in Bill Ford's DNA, isn't it? I mean, it was his great-grandfather that, you know, gave this affection and passion for history a place at Greenfield Village.
100%. And my favorite stories over the 6 years are the people who've reached back out to us, who have things like letters from their parents, photos of their parents or soldiers leaving from Michigan Central, the people, I call them liberators, the people who had liberated things like the clock face or the other artifacts, who were so excited to see the station coming back to life, they approached us and gave them back to us for part of our collection, which we've reincorporated back into displays at Michigan Central. And then my favorite, if you are in the building, or you're listening, the benches in the grand lobby, as you walk around them, you'll see there's little indentations in the granite where people walk that path. And so many people sat in those benches. It actually formed indentations in the granite, and it gives you that feeling of history, but now it's burnished and polished and shows a brighter future. So it's an amazing building, and frankly, one that the people of Detroit will get to enjoy for generations now.
Last night at the concert, there was this lovely Irish woman who came on stage and talked about her first, look at the station and her history here. Were you a part of bringing her out there, and did you reach out to several people?
I was not with her. That was part of the great Michigan Central team that worked to do that. But some the my favorite so far is we found the family that used to record the announcements for what train would be at what station, and they turned over those recordings to us. So we now can tell
awesome.
You in 1955 that the Penn Station will be leaving at blah, 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 and the number of ticket stubs and our team has been working in conjunction with the Michigan Central team, but they get total credit for that one.
Well, you already had an epic story to tell with Ford Motor Company. As you said, the $5 day, the moving assembly line, a Greenfield Village. Well, now this portfolio is, I think, larger than you ever imagined.
Your job's gotten bigger.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And yesterday, we had a Model T walking tour of Corktown, where we loaded people up in 8 Model Ts provided by the Paquette plant, and brought a bunch of reporters around Corktown so they could see. You know, Corktown's older than Ford. In some ways, Corktown's older than Michigan. And it was great to have these Model Ts running around Corktown and showing off the highlights.
Auga, auga.
We did that, and believe me, we stopped traffic. I can't tell you how many construction workers pulled out their phones to take pictures of a cavalcade of eight Model Ts and two Broncos taking reporters around.
Oh, all of them fun, all of them part of the automotive heritage of Ford, but now this heritage of just restoring our past and reinventing our future. Ted Ryan, we can't wait for the future stories that will be told here and the brighter future that this brings to Ford Motor Company as talented people arrive here yet again to practice their trades and their talents. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on this morning, and what a great day.
It is a great day. It is a reopening of the Michigan Central Station, and if you've got one of the tickets, one of the 60,000 that have already sold out the original tours, that's great. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, the public tours will continue throughout the summer. Coming up, it's another piece of history, an end and a turning of a page as well. 41 years after Pat Sajak took over Wheel of Fortune, tonight he says goodbye. That's ahead at 6:49 on JR Morning.